This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
It's Monday, a day we like to highlight big ideas in tech. Today, a non-toxic construction and engineering material that's strong, saves trees, and could help reduce greenhouse gases. A lab at the University of Texas is working on a way to produce what's called nanocellulose in mass quantities. The technique involves altering the genes of bacteria that produce vinegar or kombucha tea. What goes in is sunlight, and what comes out is this goop that can be made into houses, cargo ships, you name it, if they can perfect the process. R. Malcolm Brown, Jr., a professor of plant cell biology at UT Austin, shared his progress at the recent annual meeting of the American Chemical Society.
Cellulose is the most abundant macromolecule on Earth. Almost any land plant is made of cellulose, so it is a huge quantity of material. People don't realize the strength of cellulose.
What might it be good for?
I'm very happy about the ongoing success of this material in the medical field. It makes the world's best burn dressing, and I mean you can put it over a burn and it doesn't cause any pain.
You also have some ideas for taking this to an even different level, in which essentially you have electronic nanocellulose.
We found that we could put an electrochromic dye inside that cellulose. When we added voltage to it, the dye absorbed light. So the next thing I did was to develop an electronic backplane where you can make a small little region turn dark, and that would become a pixel.
So you could have a whole wall with this special material used as wallpaper across it, and that could essentially be a screen, I guess.
And the other thing you could do is you would only need one book, David, say a 100-page book, then you could just load up anything you wanted to in it, and it's bistable, meaning it does not take any power to keep the image. It only takes power to change the image. So you take it out in the sun or anywhere and read it, bring it back in, and or reload another image. David, I've even proposed that we make our rocket casings for our astronauts when we send them to Mars. And, you know, cellulose can also be digested by enzymes. And if you break it down, the component is called sugar. And I would say this, maybe the astronauts would go to Mars, they would then digest their rocket casing, and they could live off of their rocket casing. But you know what someone said, they reminded me, well, if you do that, how are the astronauts going to get back?
Dr. R. Malcolm Brown, Jr., professor and chair in plant cell biology at UT Austin, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, David.